She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I've been speaking with some of my male friends recently who are in their 40s and 50s, and they'll say, you know, they just don't have the stamina they used to have, whether it be in the boardroom or the bedroom or the basketball court. And of course, they all say, well, it's just natural. We're going to slow down. But, you know, we're here to talk to someone who says, you know what? It doesn't necessarily have to be that way. Don't you think, Andrea?
Yeah. I do. And, you know, my husband was just telling me the other day that he speaks to men all the time who are in, you know, 40 plus. And he was saying that they really lack energy. And he asked me, funny enough, he was saying, should they be taking testosterone? So I think it's a great topic we're covering today. And we're excited to have our guest on.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the wonderful Gary Kehoe. He's a world-renowned formulator. Gary is the CEO and head of new product development for Dream Brands, developers and manufacturers of natural, healthy, anti-aging solutions for men and women. Today, we're going to talk about three things men can do to reboot their competitive drive naturally. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. How are you, Gary?
Good.
It's great to have you on the show. So why don't we jump right in and let's talk about some of these things that I mentioned, three that we'll be focusing on that can get men to get their groove back.
Okay. Well, obviously there's the usual. No guy likes to be reminded about it, but it's true. I mean, he's got to think about his nutrition. He's got to start eating more healthy when he gets older. You got to make a conscious effort to give up some of the things that are fun, although I ate french fries yesterday and felt guilty about it. But he's got to start thinking about, you know, eating lean meats or certainly start incorporating fish into his diet if he's not doing it, staying away from simple sugars and anything that has a high inflammatory response, and eating vegetables, obviously. He needs to start thinking about more broccoli and cauliflower, vegetables that are rich in nutrients, micronutrients, and minerals as well. And especially when we're talking healthy testosterone levels, we want to make sure that we've got plenty of zinc in our bodies and magnesium and so on. But, you know, a lot of it starts psychological. A lot of it's a mindset, you know, and I love the old quote that we don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. Because I truly believe it. I mean, if you don't succumb to the thought that, wow, you know, my age is getting up there, so I'm expecting to be slower and not be able to do as much. That's not true. I mean, there's obviously some truth to it, but it doesn't have to be that way. I work with a lot of athletes, a lot of ultra athletes, also work with Olympic athletes. And a lot of the ultra athletes I work with are in their 40s and 50s, and they're still doing it, and they're getting it done. And, of course, I was attracted to that because myself, obviously I'm a scientist and started out my career as a food technologist. I still compete, and I'm 55 now, and I find myself competing against 20- and 30-year-olds all the time. And
so do you have any secrets? Like, what are you know, we know that when it comes to key nutrients, you know, for women, there's certain things we should take. What would be those key nutrients, maybe two or three key nutrients that men need that are different from what women need?
Okay, well, what I did with our formula, and one of the things that I found is increasing oxygen in the blood and trying to reduce fatigue, increase respiration, if you will. So I went about a little bit different. I wanted to make sure I maximized you know, blood flow, resting heart rates, and so on, and built my formula around cordyceps. Cordyceps is a mushroom, as you know. It's a fungus, actually, but has very powerful bioactives, and it's rich in adenosine. And we've standardized for a high level of adenosine. Adenosine is necessary for creating ATP, adenosine triphosphate. Adenosine triphosphate,
which is energy.
It's in every living cell. I find a lot of men and women today are using caffeine to generate more energy, and it makes me nervous because obviously short-term it works. There's nothing like an alkaloid that, you know, affects the central nervous system. Unfortunately, they're pushing their bodies and they're working cells that may not have the energy internally, and yet they're forcing it. So obviously you keep doing that, and it's gonna compound the problem and cause adrenal fatigue or chronic fatigue. So I try to first make sure that they've got plenty of energy at a cellular level, and then strengthen the kidneys and the liver. When you ask me for very specific nutrients that I think are lacking, I would say zinc and magnesium, chromium and selenium. And I believe that, you know, a lot of men and women today are drinking bottled water, they're eating foods or they have RO systems home that are actually filtering out a lot of the heavy metals that are actually still necessary in the diet. And of course, the FDA doesn't help any because they have very high standards for eliminating any heavy metals in foods and drinks, which, I mean, I certainly understand why they're doing that, because too much of anything is not good for you. But on the flip side, you start taking selenium out of the diet, magnesium and chromium, and you have some serious problems as well.
Well, you make a good point, especially with RO water. I mean, when it is taking out all the minerals, so you could, you know, so taking obviously vitamins can help, but also remineralizing the water as well. When we're drinking it, putting drops back in can help bring back some of those, like the zinc, the magnesium, and the chromium. Correct?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of scientists view RO water, and don't get me wrong, I have an RO system in my home, but I mean, it is essentially dead water. It's extremely clean, and it's great, but it is dead. There's, except for hydration, there's not much left there.
Yeah, for sure.
But and so you know, you need it. You need a diet, and you got to be cognitive of it. If you're not going to eat well, you should take a multivitamin. I know with our formula, our M Drive Elite formula, for example, I tried to key because I've seen enough blood work where guys are continually coming in low on various vitamins and minerals. And vitamin D, as you know, we put it in our formula as well. A lot of men and women are afraid to go out in the sun now, and they're having a very difficult time synthesizing vitamin D in the body because they're not getting enough of sunlight to do it. And then to compound it, they're shying away from a lot of dairy products. They're afraid to drink milk, which was obviously fortified with vitamin D, but then they're concerned about what may be, you know, hormones that may be in milk and other pesticides and herbicides that may be sprayed on the grasses they eat and so on. So, you know, everything, there's a cause and effect for everything. You try to eliminate one potential problem and you start another.
Yeah, that's true. You know, Gary, I just want to make sure there's the three things that we mentioned. So you talked about nutrition, supplement. You have a great one, M-Drive. What's the third thing men can do to really, you know, like I mentioned, get the groove back and feel more
exercise.
Like themselves?
Exercise.
Of course.
We found even in clinical studies that we've done and other clinical studies that we've reviewed that if you want to keep your testosterone levels strong and your muscles strong and your bones strong, you need to work out. You need to do something that's strenuous on the muscles and the skeletal system. The more you begin to work a muscle, the stronger your ligaments and joints and your bones, and vice versa. So. And we've also seen, even when we've done supplementation where we know that we've done everything right where it should be boosting testosterone, if they don't do any exercise at all, we may not see any results at all. But on the other hand, if they start exercising and do some, like, weight-bearing exercise, we start to see an increase in testosterone and free testosterone. What we've tried to do with at Dream Brands with the guys formulas is, you know, I love the idea of HRT when you need it, and I don't think people should ignore it because there's a tremendous amount of benefits from it. But in the case of M-Drive, for example, we're using fenesterols. They're essentially surfactants from fenugreek seed, and they're in there for the purpose of helping free testosterone that's loosely bound. So that most guys who have high levels of testosterone, and typically from 30 to 60, they're still healthy levels of total. Just can't access the bioavailable testosterone they need to recover, keep the weight off, and feel strong. And that's what we're trying to target.
Which I think is great because I think, as we mentioned earlier, as men age, you know, their testosterone levels fall. But very interesting information, and thank you for being a guest on our show today, Gary. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.